and welcome to the LuLaRoe Show. This is your host, Shelley Wanch, LuLaRoe consultant extraordinaire, if I do say so myself. My husband, Brad, is joining me as my co-host.
What's up, guys?
And he is also my partner in our LuLaRoe business. We have been consultants for 2 years now. Two amazing, crazy, wonderful, busy, insane, awesome years. We've had a lot of changes in our families. We both went from full-time jobs to now working LuLaRoe full-time. And we wanted to start this podcast just so we could share our experiences with you, because we've had a lot of experiences.
A lot of up and downs.
Yes. And I feel like we've learned a lot and have a lot of wisdom to share. I mean, maybe that sounds a little, I don't know, but it's how I feel about it. So we just wanted to share the behind the scenes look at how our family does LuLaRoe as we homeschool our two kids and work our business with you guys, our fellow consultants, as well as our customers. So this will be episode 4 as we talk about a big part of being a consultant, which is photos.
That's right. And we're going to start off this week with the fact that we launched the Lucy skirt.
Yes.
And this is where this all comes from, is our launch of the Lucy skirt. But first of all, I want to talk about the Lucy skirt a little bit. It's an amazing dress. So this is our first time adding it into our inventory and really getting like hands-on with it and stuff. And it's just so like elegant. I love long dresses.
I don't know.
Like, it's just like very, I don't know, pretty and gorgeous. I don't know. Like, I just love it. Like,
and it is perfect for right now, because the Lucy with little booties, in my opinion, is like so cute, so comfortable.
It is. Perfect shoe.
Yeah, you just throw like a little jean jacket on and your favorite pair of boots, and like, you are so ready to like just confront your day. Like, you will just feel on top of the world and beautiful all day, and it's amazing. I'm super glad to have it in our inventory now for the month of January.
There's a lot of amazing textures with it too.
There
is like different lace.
There's chiffon and the lace and a couple other. Yeah. I'm trying to look over at them now to see what we have. Lots of gorgeous prints. It has the exposed waistband. It's just such a fun skirt. Like, I love it. So in launching the Lucy skirt, we needed to take photos. So we did a fun being the keyword, photo shoot last week with our kids in tow. Yeah. You can go to my Instagram account, lularoe.shelley.wanch, to see some of the pictures of the different ways that I styled the Lucy. It was fun, though.
It was fun. And we started off with just putting these outfits together.
Yeah.
And, you know, since I've been home, like, I've had some time to really work with LuLaRoe in a different way than I had before. And one of the things I'm finding that I absolutely love doing is putting together outfits.
Yeah.
It's, like, really fun. Like, finding colors that go together. And, like, you know, I'm still struggling with, which I feel like I'm underneath the tutelage of the master of putting together patterns. You know, like, that's a tough
thing.
The pattern mixing. Like, you put together an outfit that was, like, a black patterned thing with this pink pattern thing. And I was like, what? I can't. And then, like, when you put it on, I was like, oh, yeah, totally works. Like, what was I thinking?
I love that outfit.
Absolutely.
So
yeah. So, I admit, I don't know. That's been a really cool experience for me, is putting these outfits together and then seeing you take photos in them or putting them online or whatever. It's really fun.
In fact, Brad actually picked my outfit today. It was kind of fun because we were getting ready to go do some more pictures. So I went upstairs to get showered and do something with my crazy hair. And I was kind of like, I don't know what to wear, because I still have that trouble some days, because I have so many beautiful outfits. Like, it's, I don't know. Like, some days I'm just like, I don't know which one, because I want to wear them all, you know? So Brad was like, don't worry about it. He's like, go take your shower. He's like, I'm going to have 3 outfits for you to choose from.
I was excited to pick those outfits.
And I was excited. I felt like I was on a TLC TV show or something where you get to like pick your outfit, you know? They like,
oh, I brought you 3 like outfits.
What was that show called?
I can't remember,
but I used to be so addicted to that
show. Like, you do a makeover and you had to pick up, you had to pick out your makeover.
That was like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I really love that show. If y'all remember what that was called, message
me back,
because I hate when I can't remember things. We should do that. Anyway, so it was fun. So I got out of the shower, and then Brad had, he even had the mannequin dressed up in one of the outfits, which was super cute, and then the other 2 outfits, and he did a good job. So you can also go to my Instagram account to see a picture of that outfit today. It was a Madison skirt with a classic Tina Sarah, and I think he did an awesome job with that.
And part of the tip that I have for everybody, because I'm such an expert at this, no, I'm just kidding, is I always pick a piece, and I say, this is the piece that I want to showcase. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, in this case, you said you wanted to have a picture with a Madison. So I went through it and I was like, I love this Madison. I'm going to somehow make this Madison look great. So then I used that as my centerpiece and then built around that.
Yeah.
I think that's a great way to put together an outfit, is to find the singular piece that you want to make look good, mm-hmm. and then build the rest of your outfit around that piece.
I agree. Right? You did a good job.
Man, I'm all over this. Man. I'm telling you, I'm pumped.
It was such a fun outfit.
It is fun.
And I'm going to say, it's been fun, because a little side backstory. Brad didn't know I was going to talk about this,
but this all scares me.
Yeah. So we've been married now 10 and a half years. We've known each other.
It's close to 11.
We're getting close to 11. You're right. We are past the halfway mark.
Yeah.
We've known each other, what, like 14 years or something?
Two more years than that. We were engaged, so.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a while.
Mumbling.
Moral of the story, it's been a while. But we've always had this dream of having a store together. So the first thing we wanted back in the day, and it's mainly been me, I feel like. Like, you've had the dream too, because you've just wanted to like own your own thing and do your own thing.
Absolutely.
But I've been kind of the one who's had like the ideas of like
a specific
like, this is what we could do.
Yeah.
And you've been on board every time. But like, first we were gonna have this awesome scrub shop. And then that didn't work out. And then we were going to open this awesome pizza shop, which I still want to do that one day. And that didn't work out. And then like LuLaRoe came into the picture, and it was just like, it was meant to be.
Absolutely. We've been waiting to do this.
Yeah. So it's been fun with you being home now, which you've been helping me the last 2 years. But with you being home and being able to see you get more hands on with the business and like dive into it like you've been wanting to for the last 2 years has been very fun for me. So I just wanted to add that in there.
Thanks. It's been cool. Well, anyway, so I want to get back to the photo shoot, though. So we got these outfits together, and I don't know, we're heading out, and we got them in the back of the trunk, right?
Yes. And we're losing light.
We're losing light. Yeah, so it was stressful.
It gets dark early.
Because, yes, it was definitely whatever. But one of the main things, and we're going to stop right here and talk just a little bit about this, is backdrops.
Yes.
So finding a place to take the photo mm-hmm. is always the first stress that we come into.
Yes.
Because you're building this Insta feed, you know? Mm-hmm. Is that how you say it? I don't know.
Sure.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. And so on your feed, people are going to click on your feed. They need to see, you know, varied backgrounds. They want to see varied photos. Mm-hmm. They don't want to see you standing in front of the same thing every single time.
Yeah.
And lately for us, we're trying to up that game, right? Mm-hmm. And we love Tallahassee, you know?
Yeah, like we do. We've been here our whole life.
It's great. But sometimes I look at my photos like, man, we make this place look really good. But and the key to it is finding these areas, these small areas,
yeah,
that you can just get the photo, like fit the right thing in there. And it's so cool. I actually want to take some photos and pan back a little bit so you can see what's going
picture.
On around this particular photo, because it looks all peaceful and serene, but it's like... Like a one.
I'm not going to give away all of our secrets, but one of our walls, there's literally like a dumpster, like right next to it. Yeah. Another one. Not that, and Tallahassee is gorgeous, you guys, but it's like,
I'm not trying to trash it.
Yeah, because you have to find like the places that have good lighting. For me, I don't want a lot of people around because I feel kind of funny, like striking all these poses in like a super busy place. So I need to find like a place that's kind of off the beaten path. And I don't know, it's just hard to like find those places that everything collides to make a good photo.
For instance, two of our backdrops that we're using are now in rotation are on private property that we found.
Yes.
It says no trespassing. And we literally take photos right next to the no trespassing sign.
Because we're not technically...
I don't know. I'm just like... if
trespassing yet, because we haven't passed the sign.
Is that what it is?
I think it's okay.
Is that your justification?
That's my justification.
Here's my justification. We're in far enough on this piece of property to get a good photo. But then if they were to come in and be like, we could jump in the car and just be like, hey, we're just looking at a map. We're just turning around. We got lost. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't come in too far. It's all good.
Yeah.
That's going to be my play if something happens.
Oh, that's funny.
So yeah, we got those, and then I know one of the other photos we had, it was a beautiful picture like over a lake.
Yeah.
But it's literally in somebody's front yard.
Yeah.
But they don't live there yet. They don't live there. Nobody's living
there
yet.
They're still building the house.
So I said, hey, we can use their front yard. It's totally cool. And so that's what we did.
We used their front yard. And whenever they move in, maybe we'll bring them a basket of LuLaRoe and ask if we continue to use their front yard.
Just this beautiful view out your door, and we just want to be able to come back here and continue to take photos.
Just once a week, one picture.
We'll work that out. So, and this is driving around in neighborhoods and things, and we'll just look and see like a wall or something that looks interesting, like
another wall that we have, I don't want to give this wall away, is it's the back of like an abandoned parking lot.
Yeah, but the wall is amazing,
it's
guys.
Amazing. It's like
the one, you'll see it
wall.
On my feed. Yeah. It's like got the, I don't want to say bushes. It's not bushes. It's like foliage.
It's like vines.
Yeah.
And stuff like
all of it is gorgeous. And yeah. We only found it complete accident.
Yeah.
Like literally, we've grown up here and never knew that was there. And it was a complete accident like a month ago that we found it.
We had some food. Yeah. And we were like pulling over like, hey, we need to eat some food. Let's pull over here in this random parking lot.
Yeah.
And there was a wall back there. And we're like, hey, there's a wall back
there.
So
we kept driving.
Cool.
And we're like, ooh. This is amazing.
Yeah. It might be a little shady. You know, I'm always like looking around to make sure nobody's around, you know, but hey, that's an awesome wall.
It's an awesome wall.
And it's got great lighting at certain
it
times
does.
Of the day, too. So
that's boom, the man, other funny score. Thing, too. We have a list of like which areas we can use at which times of days and even which areas we can use only on weekends because we have to wait for the business to be closed.
That's right. Yeah.
To be able to use their location.
We use certain businesses when they're closed. That's true.
But I'm proud. Like, I'm proud of our list of things. Like,
oh, yeah. And
it's fun.
And it's been recent, like, you know, since we getting home, we've really, yeah. like, started pushing it. Like, hey, let's find some new areas.
Well, because before, variety. It was me and the kids taking pictures, yeah, which my kids are 3 now, and my daughter just turned 7. So, like, it was literally, like, my 7-year-old was taking my pictures. So I couldn't be too adventurous when it's just me and the kids.
Oh, yeah.
You
absolutely,
know?
Yeah.
I had to play it safe so for a while a new, there. So I'm super excited. Yeah. It's a whole new world. That was a really good
was
note
it?
There, Brad. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the first part, was finding a great backdrop, which we did find, and it was at a park which is kind of crowded. It wasn't too crowded, so we were getting good photos with
yeah.
out the people there. and this is the part that me and you, I feel like we don't see eye to eye on.
We don't.
A little bit. Like, we have different artistic eyes
yes.
when it comes to photos.
And the problem is we both are artistic.
I think
like, so. We've grown up, like, painting and drawing. Like, we're just both very, like, into that sort of thing. But our viewpoints on the pictures are not the same.
Which I'm starting to come around to
you
where
are.
Your ideas is. And I want
to
understand
We had to have
you.
A little bit of communication on
I
this.
Just, I really love, like, artsy shots. You know, those shots that are kind of close in, kind of off angle a little bit. They are kind of, like, you know, I don't know, catch a different view or something like that. And you want, I don't want to, like, make it sound like in a box or something like that, but you want a more, like, straight lines, like something that looks really, like,
I like to be centered.
Centered and frontal photo, where I'm like, I want something, like, that looks just different, you know? Like, maybe it doesn't
yeah.
even have your face in it or something.
Which,
you know, just a,
neither one of us is right or
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, it could be.
It's just trying to mesh those two has been interesting.
Yeah. So a lot
but
of
we're
it,
getting there.
A lot of taking photos for us is me doing half my shots and her doing half her shots. And that was funny. And we'll look back at the photos and I'll be like, yeah, man, this one's amazing. You should use this one. She's like, nope, it's not that one. It's this one. This is the great one. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, yeah. So we like have a good back and forth.
I actually told him he needs to start his own feed so that he can use all of his shots and not be all like sad that they don't get used.
And instantly shut my mouth. I'm like, oh, I can't do a feed. Anyway, but no, that was, and I think that was like fun, but it's also a stress because it takes us twice as long because
yeah.
we're trying to use two artistic minds.
Yeah, no, but we're getting photos. There.
But one of the funniest things was this time focusing on your face.
Yeah.
So I always look at the image like, here's the background. I got the sunlight like this, and I'm looking at the dress, and I'm thinking about the dress,
mm-hmm.
and you're just doing stuff with your face. And I'm like, Shelly knows what she's doing with her face, so I've never focused on what are you doing with your face, okay? But then you were like, I don't know what to do with my face. You need to tell me what I need to do with my face.
Because we were looking back at the pictures, yeah. and like 90% of them could not be used because of my face. Like, it was so bad.
So So we're like, okay, we need to focus on what's going on with your face.
Yeah.
So we're looking at the photos, and the reason 90% of them can't be used because we tell her to do a serious face.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
apparently,
just give me a serious look, like look off into the distance.
Which you guys have seen those photos, yeah. right? The pensive, like
yeah.
straight face, kind of like a little bit of a smolder going on. Y'all know what I mean. It's
yeah.
like in all the you know, the fashion magazines, the Instagram posts, and because I don't want to just, I don't know, I'm trying to vary it up a little bit, and I know I like to smile, and I, you know, that's cool too. But
you have
I
such a beautiful smile. I'm just trying to do like a happy person,
different shots, I guess. So we were trying to go for like this more serious look.
Yeah.
Except apparently I don't do serious.
You don't. And then we tried to say, hey, can you give me a, like a resting face? Just give me a rest face, you know?
Yeah.
And we tried this for a little while, and then it hit me. Shelley has grumpy resting face.
Yes.
Like really
or,
bad.
Or, as some of y'all have known, it's called resting bee face.
Resting bee
I
face.
I never knew I had one. I never knew until I was looking back at all these pictures, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Because in your
now mom- I know why, like, I'm at the park sometimes and like moms don't want to talk to me and stuff.
Right?
I'm just kidding. But no, I'm serious though.
You are serious, man. Yeah. So it was the funniest thing. We were just sitting there and I'm like, all right, rest your face. Go ahead, Shelley, rest your face. And like, you were just like, I don't know.
It
like
I look mean.
So mad.
Yeah.
It just looked like you were so mad. It was the weirdest thing.
I know.
Half these photos look like you were about to just take somebody
and
out.
And it was really kind of cracking me up because when I was growing up, like, I remember a few times in my life because we grew up at the ball fields, right? Like, because my dad played ball, my mom played ball, my siblings, like, we all did. So we were always at ball games. And I remember one day I was at the basketball court. I was probably only like 12. And this boy, I don't remember what he was saying to me, but I don't even know. I just remember I was so mad. He was like being really rude, but we were like 12. So who knows what he really was saying, but he was like being really mean. And I remember my dad came over from like way across the park and he was like, I saw your face and was like, something's going down. And he's made that comment to me like a few times, like throughout the years, like comments about my face. Like, I saw that face. I saw that face. And I'm like, dang, I know what the face looks like now.
Right.
Like it's legit. Like,
legit face. You don't want to mess with this.
No. Scaring me.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's just hilarious. I don't know why. I don't even. How did I miss this?
I don't know.
I don't know how I missed it.
All these years, Brad.
I've loved you. I don't know. You always smile. I make you smile so much, Shelley. That's what it is.
That must be what it is.
You're always just smiling around me.
You never get the face I'm just so happy with you.
And you're
all
what?
The time.
You're always like doing something too. So it's not like you're just sitting in like. Okay, the pictures. We're never just sitting in restful peace or trying to look in the distance.
Yeah, no.
Like I've never, like, you know.
We've never done that before.
Yeah, we're always
yeah.
talking or doing something.
Yeah.
So maybe I've never noticed it. I don't know.
But if you guys see me out in public, I promise I'm not mad.
Totally approach her. It's
yes.
cool. She'll give you that really cool smile.
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh, there she is.
I'm nice. I promise I'm nice.
That was awesome. So, yeah, so now I got this new focus on your face that I'm trying to like.
Today, he's like, yeah, don't do that face. He's taking pictures. He's like, give me a little bit of a smile or something. I'm like, thank you. Like, I needed some direction.
Well, I'm trying to like, I got to think of like something for you to think about. Like, think about a box of chocolates or something. I don't know. Sitting out there.
When I start my diet.
Whatever will help you get like a little bit of a smile in there.
Something.
I don't know.
It's
anyway,
funny.
So it's been really fun though, like going back through these photos and stuff and just looking at that and like realizing.
I was like, going to say the other funny thing that we did recently was go back to the beginning of my Instagram feed.
Oh, yes. Amazing to go back and look at the beginning.
Yeah. Like, A, my outfits have come a long ways. B, and my hair.
Yeah.
I went back, I was like, oh, that's what my hair looked like?
It's
I didn't
also,
even know.
Your outfits have come a long way, but so has LuLaRoe.
LuLaRoe, yes.
Because back when we joined 2 years ago,
yeah,
you know, you could do an Irma and leggings.
Yeah, we didn't have Perfect Tee. We didn't have Classics.
Yeah.
We didn't have Sarah's. We didn't have Lindsay's. Mm-mm. Did they have Monroe's? I think they had just come out with
Monroe's.
Monroe's
when we started. There was a lot. And
no
you didn't,
Carly's.
You didn't have Monroe. But like it was kind of hard to put together an entire outfit at the time.
The line was a lot smaller back then.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun to look back and see the old patterns and the old styles. And then also just like my following too, which I don't want to make sound like I have this huge, amazing following on Instagram. I would love to aspire to that one day, but I do have, you know, some of you like my photos and that's awesome. And I love you for it. That's so cool. But like looking back, it was like 2 likes, 1 like, 3 likes, maybe no likes on a lot of my pictures. And that was the first like 6 months. Like,
I know, yeah.
So it was good to look back and see, because I have a lot of our teammates ask that. Like, how do you get followers? How do you get people to find you? How do you get these likes? You know, like, Shelly, you're getting like 90 likes on a picture. How do I get to that point? So to look back, I was like, it was good to share, you know, my mm-hmm. team, because I'm like, no, look, like, it was a good solid like 6 months before I even cracked 10 likes on a photo.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's the consistency.
And that's
there.
A tip we always give our team members, yeah. With everything, is you got to stay consistent.
Yes.
You have to stay out there, because you don't know when that's going to kick over, mm-hmm. when that opportunity is going to come. Somebody's going to see your photo, where is it going to get shared at?
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody's going to, you know, whatever. And boom, all of a sudden you go up and followers, you go up. But if you're not out there, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. You know? It won't
and
happen.
So you got to be out there and be consistent.
And the thing is too, that I always share too, you are putting yourself out there. You are sharing yourself. You are going to get haters on there. And you just need to like go ahead and let yourself know that, and don't take that to heart at all.
Yeah.
Like at all, because who cares? Like, you're doing something for you to further your life, further your career, further your business. And it's fun. Mm-hmm. It is. I have so much fun putting these outfits together and taking these pictures. And, you know, some people might think that's silly. That's fine. But what are they doing to like... You know, really.
It doesn't matter what they're doing.
It doesn't matter what they're doing.
You're doing something you love and enjoy.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what they say.
And, okay,
yeah.
Wait, people have, I was going to share it. So somebody told you you had a crooked foot once.
Yeah, they like, did.
What's messed up with your foot? And then
well, the best part was, is they like tagged somebody else on it to like make fun of me with that person.
Oh, that's right.
Saying I had a crooked foot, which is hilarious because, dude, I was born a club foot. Now, granted, in that picture...
I didn't want to get that shared out
I'm
here.
I'm just going to say, I had a club foot when I was a baby. I had to wear a cast for like my whole like first year, I think it was. And it's fine. It's fixed. And I don't really have a crooked foot anymore. But my dad always makes fun of me for my crooked foot. So I like died laughing when this person
did
that.
It's just like this person had no clue yeah. that you had this issue in your life.
And I was about like, part of me was so tempted to like... tell like this huge sob story to them, like, yeah, but then I was like, no, because I don't really care. I just thought it was really funny, like,
this
really
just
funny.
Stuck with me because I was yeah. just like, wow, how did this person know? I don't yeah. know.
It was so funny.
But you've also had somebody talk about how ugly your outfit was,
yes,
and just straight up like, that is butt ugly,
yeah,
and a lot of people loved it. Absolutely, yeah. I think we actually sold.
We did, and yeah. I'm actually really sad I sold that. I'm not gonna lie.
But it was just like,
I've regretted that one. That was a cute outfit.
It was just funny. Somebody reached out like, that's but ugly. And it was like trash talking yeah. it like, really bad, you know?
So, yeah.
Anyway.
It's
yeah.
fun.
It is fun. And you know you're doing something when you're getting to people yeah. in a way like that. So
yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
So just be consistent. Mm. Put your spin on it. Let us see your personality. Mm. Like, have fun with it.
Because yeah, LuLaRoe is it's a clothing company with personality.
Yeah.
And you get to be unique. You
yes,
know, your unique,
very
comfortable
unique.
Self, you know? And so, man, you can make it your own mm-hmm. thing. And I mean, heck, I just saw something where people are putting some kind of quarter ties in a Carly
yes.
or something like that. I don't know. Like, oh my gosh, these people are doing like the craziest things with these clothes.
Yeah.
But hey, that's what they want to do. Totally cool.
Yeah.
Go for it. You know, it's awesome.
I was impressed with that. They come up with some, everybody comes up with really yeah. interesting ideas.
They style it different and,
yeah.
and different shoes and all good and all works.
It's so
and it works
fun.
For them and what they're doing. So anyway, yeah. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
Go back and look at our old Insta. I think we need to do some posts from back then.
My flashback pictures.
Flashback photos.
Well, the weirdest
see
one
how far you've come.
Was seeing my initial inventory. And I remember that day I got home, those boxes were on the porch because y'all back then, like literally like you filled your stuff out and they called you and you had your stuff like a week later. Like it was crazy. And but to see my kids, like they were so
tiny so
2 years ago. Fenway was only one.
I know.
And it's just like, wow. So he's like grown up with this business. And to see him now, which I make him sound so old, he's 3, but he's an old 3. Like he is such a helpful old little soul. And he helps us. Like
yeah.
he carries like stuff for us. He moves our bins around. Like he helps with leggings. Rayleigh has been a help from day one. But it's just kind of cool to like see us back then and see us now, you know?
See where we come.
See our dream of $500 a month extra to now we're both working from home. Like,
I know, right? Oh my gosh, yeah. That's
it's crazy.
It's
and
amazing.
It's awesome. And we just love it. And so we want to share all these experiences with you guys too to inspire you. Yes, so
absolutely. And so where can they find us, Shelley, if they want to
read that out? As we've said multiple times, Instagram, lularoe.shelley.watch. Please follow me there. That is like my favorite. We do Insta stories every day. I just really love Instagram.
I want to say something about that. So we used to do a lot on Periscope.
Mm-hmm.
Periscope has its flaws.
Yeah.
and we still do Facebook Lives.
Yes.
But Facebook has its flaws.
Yes.
With that stuff. So if you want some really kind of fun stories, those kind of things that we used to share a lot on Periscope stuff, we really mm-hmm. share a lot of that on Insta stories now.
Yeah,
and do a lot of that stuff because it's really fun spot for us.
I love it. Yeah. I love, like, I'm super addicted to Insta stories, y'all. It's so fun. Not just myself, like watching other people too. It's really fun. If you don't do that yet, you should. We're also on Facebook, LuLaRoe Shelley Wanch on Facebook. Join our group. We do shopping every Monday night for 24 hours. We do outfit sales during the week. We do giveaways. You guys post your outfits there. It's so fun. That's our favorite, is seeing you get your clothes from us and how you style them and love them and wear them and make memories in them. And we love it when you share that with us. So those are our places, right?
Yes.
I'm like, am I forgetting anything? We're also on Instagram at How We Life. That's more of our family Instagram versus the LuLaRoe Instagram. But we would love to have you follow us there too.
Absolutely. And until next time, I think we're good to go, right?
So. Yeah. We will talk with you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk with you later.
All right. Peace,
Bye.
Guys. Peace.